Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
So much more still coming up on the show, local tracks, and I have something, a beautiful discussion coming up shortly with IM Youth today. And so I'm really, really excited for the start of this one. And local music coming up, the likes of Pastor Benjamin Dube, Abo Bongi, Mabaso, another local artist coming up a bit later on. We've got the likes of Naledi to Jetline. We've got a whole lot of music coming up. And then after 5 o'clock, we are still within the Empower Men period or summit that's coming up next weekend. So I have a conversation today with a member, one of the people who will be the speakers at the Empower Men summit, that is. So stick around for that conversation as well, especially if you are a man. But I mean, even women can get a listen on it, because I think it's very important. You know, last week I was really, really inspired when we spoke to that professor, you know, and I think it was just so much for me and so much understanding that I needed to gain on how to deal with my male counterparts and how to understand them better, how to assist them in dealing with their mental health issues as well. So these conversations in essence are literally for anyone and everyone.
657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
So, yep, it's that time, as I've promised you, you know, to have those conversations, meaningful conversations with Given. And today, you know, he's talking about saving a friend from conspiracy culture. So listen up to this one.
I have mentioned before that I've had a friend that I've lost because of this concept or idea of conspiracy culture. A friend of mine who actually I walked with in the Lord for many years. We've prayed together. We've broken bread together. We've gone out and prayed for people together. We've ministered to people together. And I would say now in the past few years, I started seeing him gravitate a lot more towards conspiracies. And there's a lot of reasons that I could, you know, suck out of my thumb to try and tell you why that happened to him. And I think I could sum it down to saying that I think there came a point at which he felt very overwhelmed by life, and he noticed that in his own personal life he had many things that he was missing. What I mean is support from a father figure, perhaps maybe even the fact that he went to a school that he felt like didn't give him enough, equip him enough for the world and the world of, you know, how competitive the world can be. And also just struggled to find work that gave him a sense of belonging or a sense of that he's providing for his family. And as a result, I think he found a lot of solace in this idea of conspiracy culture. But he fell very deep, like very, very deep into this world. And he really used it a lot in order to, I would say, maybe hide the pain or to create the space where he felt safe. You know how we as humans feel very safe and we feel like we've accomplished a lot when we find something that gives us the aid or gives us the ability to criticize other people. So that's what I think happened to him. But whether or not that's what happened, the bottom line is he was a friend of mine, and his addiction to this idea of everything being a conspiracy ended up really hindering my relationship with him. And for him, he delved more into these fringe ideas of, you know, as I've mentioned before, COVID is not real. It's just the government trying to do this and that. You shouldn't vaccinate. Vaccinations cause this, this and that. The government is lying, you know, things like that. And it went way beyond that. Now, as I've mentioned before, and I really do want to mention again that I'm not trying to say that if you are a person who dabbles in conspiracies, then you are automatically a friend that needs help. If you delve into conspiracies every now and then and you find them entertaining, then that's one thing. That's okay. But there are people, unfortunately, who dive so deep into conspiracies that it even hinders the relationships that they have with the people around them. And they don't realize this soon enough, unfortunately. They only realize it when it's too late. And this is what the type of friend that we're talking about and the kind of friend that I want you to be aware of. And you need to be aware of the fact that they might actually need your help, right? So in discussion of saving a friend from conspiracy culture, how can I help a friend who is obsessed with conspiracies? This is a very difficult one, right? And it's difficult because it really depends on how deep the friend is in this conspiracy culture thing. Now, first of all, you need to first of all be wise enough to discern when a friend is too deep into conspiracies. You really need to be wise enough to discern. If a friend of yours is only mentioning a conspiracy every other month or every other, you know, yeah, every other day, which are far apart, and they come and tell you about, let me tell you about this government theory that I found out, then that's not someone who's necessarily addicted to conspiracies, right? It's not someone who finds solace in conspiracies. If it's someone who brings up conspiracies nearly every time you meet with them and you end up arguing with them and they end up even saying that, ah, you are not smart enough to realize this or to see it. This is how they fool you. If that's the type of friend you have and they mention it every time you meet with them, you always end up talking about some or other conspiracy, then you might have a friend who's addicted to conspiracies. And another thing is, I'm not going to give you a one-size solution that fits every circumstance and situation. You need to remember that. In every circumstance needs you to apply it in a way that is relevant depending on the person that you're dealing with, right? But I or what we can try and do is to give you things that will sort of try and cover all situations, but you'll always need to apply what we have given you based on whatever relationship you're dealing with, because you understand the context better. So for me, sad story, actually, what ended up happening is the friend, we tried to have an intervention. So I went to the friend and told him that, dude, I think you're going too far into conspiracies. And I tried to talk some sense into him and argue with him. But I realized that the more I argue, the more he didn't want to listen. So that's the first step you take. You know how in the Bible Jesus says, what do you do when he answers the question of what do you do when a brother has sinned against you? And he says, first you go and you try and speak to them. And then you go and you bring a fellow brethren and you speak to them with the brethren. Then you bring him to the elders, then to the church, to the entire church. And if they won't listen to the entire church, then you treat them as a heathen or you treat them as an infidel. I think applying that principle is very good in this kind of a situation where the first thing you're going to try and do is you are going to try and reason with them to show them that they are moving into a space that is unhealthy, into a conspiracy space that is near unhealthy. So you try and reason with them and explain to them why it's important for them not to immerse, or rather why the argument they're making is not sound, right? Why it's bordering on unhealthy conspiracies. So, for example, if a friend comes to you and says, did you know that the government is secretly trying to use viruses or trying to use vaccines in order to brainwash us. I'm using this as an example. There are many, millions and millions of different kinds of conspiracies. Like another person could come to you and say, did you know that the government is hiding aliens? Stuff like that, right? And you can see that they're delving into this and it's consuming them. This is very unhealthy. The first thing you do is to try and reason with them and try to explain to them that this is something that they've been doing over and over, and explain to them that you're concerned. And then if you're seeing that they constantly end up, it ends up leading to an argument, then you should know that you're more likely dealing with an addict, a person who's addicted to the idea of conspiracies, and they find some kind of solace in knowing that conspiracies are true. So once you've tried over and over and over and you're seeing that all the time you end up getting into arguments with this person, it is then very important that you now try to bring another friend, right? Other friends of yours who will then try to speak with this person. And if the friends come and the person doesn't listen, then you need to involve an elder. You need to involve an adult, in fact. Maybe get your mom involved, get their parents involved. Let them know, or get their siblings involved. Let them know that, hey, I've spoken to him. I mean, he's smart. He's still a good person. He's still kind. I still enjoy their company, but I'm worried about this particular aspect of them or this particular area. I think they're becoming too obsessed with conspiracies. And definitely let the adults then handle it from there. And if you can get them, help from a psychologist, or actually starting with a counselor where they can speak to someone who can actually speak some sense into them and explain to them why this level of obsession is not healthy with conspiracies, that would really help. But remember not to jump the gun and accuse every person of being a conspiracy enthusiast or of being addicted to conspiracies. This is very important because you yourself are going to lose friends unnecessarily. And I must say that, I mean, I myself have gone through periods of time where I've been kind of leaning towards conspiracies and being excited when I talk about them, right? But I've never been obsessed with them. I've never taken them home and I've never allowed them to sort of disturb, infiltrate or wound my friendships. So this is something that's very, very important for you to understand, that just because a friend is excited by the idea of there being conspiracies out there in the world, it doesn't mean that you're losing that friend. And just because they talk about it once or twice every week, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're obsessed. But you identify people who are obsessed. You really need to be very, take your time in observing a person who you might think is becoming overly obsessed before you start taking measures. But I really hope that what we've shared, and remember that this is not an exhaustive list and it all depends on the circumstance and situation that you're in, but approaching an elder at church, approaching a counselor at church, or even approaching their parents and bringing them into the picture might be the best thing that you can do for them, to be quite honest, and for your own sanity. Really, really hope that helps.
It does, Given. It really, really does. So thank you so much for that. And I think while we're at it, the other day I wrote a post and I'm like, when I find the person who keeps sending my parents fake news, because there are people that are turning our parents to conspiracy theorists, man, Given, I understand exactly where you're coming from. So I'm having a situation where my parents are sent, and you can obviously see that somebody sent them these fake news, and they'll send them to me on WhatsApp. Initially, I wouldn't even respond much to it. I just go, sure. And then I realized this is quite a consistent thing. But my older brother would tell my mom, oh, this is fake news. Oh, this is not true. And they love, both my mom and dad love sharing those. Because I think my mom actually gets it from my dad. Then she sends it to us. And then one day my brother was like, oh, there's no such. Please don't believe everything you see on WhatsApp. But immediately when those videos, all those posts come through, I'm just like, Lord, if I find this person that's doing this to my parents. Because poor old people, they actually believe it. They believe most of these things because, I mean, my parents are just sitting in the rules. Actually, the other day I laughed and I thought to myself, given, but my dad was a cop for years, and I mean a very brilliant investigative guy. I mean, even post him serving SAPS, he was one of those guys who would go back and get awards for his service and the great work and investigative work he did. So now I'm sitting and I'm thinking, old man, you have rusted, my friend, because why are you believing these things? Anyway, enough about that. Time for news headlines.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.